When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Today in History. Plus, who would win a fist fight between Led Zeppelin and the Beatles? It's all right after this.
Has this ever happened to you?
Jenkins, clean out your desk. You're fired.
Fired? Is it because of the economy?
No! It's because you're a dumbass!
Have you ever been called underqualified, incompetent, idiot, moron, dumbass, or a stupid f***? Well, don't feel bad. You don't need to change. The only thing you need is a diploma. Well, you're in luck. Hi, I'm Nick Love, and along with my brother Sonny, we've decided to enter the exciting world of adult education.
Oh.
Yeah, it just makes good sense, seeing as how we're in so many other adult businesses already. Anyway, we recently purchased one of the nation's oldest and most prestigious correspondence colleges for adults, Florida Northern University. And for an investment of only $1,500 and 90 minutes online, you will be the proud holder of a degree in banking, the mortgage industry, or political science.
Or, for $1,750, we'll send you all three. So turn your life around with a quick, painless, and cheap diploma that will qualify you for one of those big bucks jobs, like a banker, a mortgage broker, or a congressman. Not to mention the trophy wife that usually comes with a pay raise.
Oh. So merely visit our Florida Northern website, wefnu.com. Send us $1,500 and we'll all be happy.
Or you can stop by and visit our campus in person, conveniently located behind Happy Endings Massage Parlor. Remember, when you bring us your check, you got Happy Endings in the front and we're effing you in the rear.
So if you're feeling not so smart, merely give us your credit card number and remember, we're effing you and proud of it.
And if you're the kind of person we think you are, this will be the smartest thing you've ever done.
Florida Northern University has been FNU for over 50 years.
Please allow 3 to 5 business days for degree printing and delivery. Pay raise, trophy wife, and no longer being called a stupid f***er not guaranteed.
Why are we FNU and your chances for advancement? One reason, because we're the Love Brothers.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Happy to be here. The ladies are here.
I wonder if I can play the hustle on the slide whistle. I wonder. What do you think? Oh, jeez.
Oh, Tom, he didn't deserve that.
I got a tooth. Yes.
Welcome back. Well, that's the guy that makes the sports a little harder to do.
Lost a chiclet.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here in the NAPA Auto Parts Studios. Our engineer today is the legend himself, Ace Cosby.
Good Hello, world.
Thank you very much. There's Chick McGee across the way.
Hello.
With his, it's called a Kangle?
Kangle cap.
Kangle cap, the British driving cap. But you have it on backwards, so it's got kind of a French-ish.
Because all the cool kids.
Well, famous actor.
Yeah.
It's kind of the.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson.
Sam.
George
Sam
Wallace. Jackson. The George comedian, Wall. Not the...
Well, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Not the well-known racist.
Yes, yes. Right. That's rough. Maybe. Oh, well.
Okay.
One of these things is not like the other. Christy Lee was playing with her hair. What's going on over there? Are you having a bad hair?
Not that I washed my hair this
looks
morning.
Nice.
No.
I brought Christy nice. Here a gift from England, finally.
Oh, it's in the other room. It's very nice.
Well, and what did I say? I said,
here's your damn
effing. There's your effing almonds.
I can't say the effing word.
I got her chocolate dusted almonds from Harrod's
very nice
department store.
Harrod's box.
And if you've never been to Harrod's, It's like an airport terminal, and all the flights have been canceled, is how Harrods is.
If it's Black Friday and they have
a
mall in
there. If it's Black Friday and they're giving away everything they have for free, it's how it is walking around
here. Crowded, you say?
Oh, my God.
That's nice. Very fancy. Today in history, not a lot of interesting stuff, but Led Zeppelin. There's some interesting Led Zeppelin history today.
They involve a young shark.
No, not and that. That
throwing out of a hotel window.
Rather unfortunate story.
Yeah.
Google that if you you don't know it
or not. It's the holidays. Yeah.
It was on this day in 1980 that Led Zeppelin announced they were disbanding.
Wow.
So, 2 months after the death of John Bonham. There you go. So and then there's obviously some occasional Led Zeppelin news out there. With various remastered recordings and that sort of thing. Don't think they're going to get back together, but Mr. Plant is out there with a great band doing some amazing
stuff. Behind the scenes, our producer Dean and I have always had the conversation, who do you think would win in a fist fight between Led Zeppelin or the Beatles?
Oh, Zeppelin.
My contention would be the Beatles. And Dean's like, I don't know.
Why do you think Zeppelin. The Beatles?
Well, the Beatles came up in Hamburg, you know? I mean, they were on
scrappy?
The street. They were scrappy.
Scrappy.
No, John Bonham would take everybody out.
Scrappy fella?
Now, if you bring the Who in.
Oh, okay.
You bring in the Who. Now you've got a fight. You're going to get hit in the face with a bass.
You're a liar. You stole my argument. You always took Zeppelin because you thought Bonzo.
Yeah, that's what I said. But you said.
I say the Beatles.
Why?
That's what he said.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you said that you said.
Oh, yeah, I did too. I thought that's what
you
said.
Yeah, I thought you were saying you took the Beatles.
Well, maybe I'm drunk. I don't know. But that's
so
exactly
who
what
are you taking?
I'm taking the Beatles.
He's taking the Beatles.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you got four guys.
Okay, I said Jimmy Page, he's not going to be
Page
able to.
Page is out.
He's out, yeah.
Why is Page out?
Why?
Oh, he's tiny. I mean, he's very, especially back in, we're talking prime.
He's prime time, right?
He's kind
of
Let's say he's matched up with Ringo then.
No, Ringo's tough.
Ringo is tough?
Ringo's a badass
he's
Liverpool
scrappy.
Kid. Yeah, he's badass.
All right.
Ringo?
He was sickly.
I don't know.
As a boy, but
yeah.
He's a wimpy little
no,
guy.
No. I think Ringo could take him. I think it really gets interesting if you have to do, they have to take on the person with their instrument. You do the Beatles.
So you think
versus
Bonham and Ringo, he would take
well,
him?
That'd be
Bonham.
Not
well, first
to,
off,
Bonham would pound him.
John's not even going to fight Lennon.
He's pacifist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
he's going to stand back.
I think you're going to take him in their heyday.
Dean's right about this.
Well, they'd go over to John's house and they go, John, we're going to have a fist fight. You want to come out? And John would say, Yoko won't let me.
No, but Dean is right. In their heyday, John was a scrappy guy and had a very dark sense of humor. And yeah, I think that he'd be
the Beatles got lots of fights.
Did they?
Oh, back in the day.
They were in Hamburg, yeah.
See, he always says this. Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Now, it depends how far back you go, because you get back into the Pete Best days. I mean, now you got a guy with a chip on his shoulder, because he can't play a backbeat. He'll do whatever he can to stay in the band.
Plant's a hippie. He's not going to hit anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
right.
But I think Bonham would be the toughest. The biggest badass of all probably would be John Entwistle, maybe, or... Keith Moon would go in for anything.
He would grab whatever he could,
Yeah, like a Jekyll.
He's going to use whatever's
this
handy.
Is an interesting
he'd
argument.
He'd come at you like a spider
this
monkey.
This is an interesting thing. Yeah. Sit down for a second, Dean. This is such a stupid category. No one would ever do it.
No.
This reminds me of the jackasses on television that always talk about, well, if Jack Johnson were alive today, boxing Muhammad Ali. Oh.
Well, no, it's your favorite thing in sports now, the Mount Rushmores.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They're the top four people in whatever you're talking about.
But then they usually have six, not realizing that haven't seen Mount
Rushmore. That's our million-dollar idea for a show, then. Maybe it's like instead of Mythbusters, we do like Rockbusters, Bandbusters, where we put up these
Who's the baddest ass of all time?
As far as physical altercation.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Let's eliminate country music because there's a lot of real stuff. Probably maybe Ronnie Van Zant. Famous for getting into fist fights.
What about Greg Allman? Was he a badass?
No.
Oh.
Stories about Greg Allman. Our buddy Toby Keith. Toby Keith might be tough.
Oh yeah. But I said that's why I want to eliminate country music.
That, yeah.
But I would say maybe Ronnie Van Zant.
Yeah, they're playing like those kind of punk younger guys.
Did you ever see the Keith Richard thing where some guy storms the stage and Keith doesn't even, he gets a power cord, takes his guitar and
he takes his Telecaster off, uses it like a bat, knocks the guy out of the way, puts it right back on.
God, that's the best.
What about the guys from Go West? Remember those guys?
What?
The King of Wishful Thinking, like an 80s song. Those guys, I bet, were badass.
You think so? What do you mean, the Village People next?
Maybe. You don't, hey.
You know, lead singer of the Village People, probably pretty much a bad.
I don't think Queen
but
would win.
I saw a thing with the, I saw the interview with the guy that wears the leathers in the Village People, and it's kind of a tough look. But I don't think he seems like kind of a pacifist.
Flock of Seagulls guys had to be tough.
Yeah, with hair like that. Sure.
I met that guy. He was actually very nice. I met him at their heyday. Guy, the Flock of Seagulls guy.
My kids love them.
The Flock of Seagulls.
Love them.
I only know the one tune, frankly.
Well, that's
I'm not.
It,
every day I hear them on my radio.
So lots of. Do they go deep into their, into their catalog?
Yes.
You know, we had a thing earlier this month, or I'm sorry, last month there was a thing. Some semi movie star got into an actual he got into a ring and got all bloodied and
it was
David Arquette.
So this would be a whole new.
He almost died.
This would be the whole new battle of the bands where they're actually fighting.
Well, they did celebrity, didn't they do some of
on
that?
On MTV.
Celebrity Deathmatch?
Well, that was Claymation, but they did, the Fox had some of those fights with...
like Danny Bonaduce.
Right, against...
That's
boxing.
True.
Horshack.
Oh, the one with Horshack was a hate crime. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, that was rough.
How is it to be sitting in here when he says stuff like that? How is
that? Fine by me.
Yeah. It's fine by you?
Okay. Did you see me a bit. Yeah. Right. Okay. Did you see the name of the show? No Dean on there.
No Dean.
But I like
this
idea.
Good to me.
Now, so I would say, so Beatles versus the Stones. Now
we need a bracket. We should start a bracket.
Beatles versus the Stones. Stones are going to beat the Beatles. Yes. Although Charlie Watts wouldn't hit anybody.
See, that's the other thing. When you get into mismatches like that where it's five against four, do they get to send their four best guys, or do the Beatles get to bring in a sub? They get to bring in Billy Preston or a fifth Beatle?
No, I think Charlie has to sit out just because
maybe
he's Charlie.
I bet George Martin was kind of a pugilist back at Exeter or something. You know?
Well, where do you cut it off, too?
Wouldn't Elvis kick all everybody's asses?
No, did you ever see him fight in those movies? It was always
I never saw an Elvis movie. No.
Oh, they're all, with one exception, terrible.
That's what I've heard.
But they're so bad, they're good.
But how recent, like, would the guys from Pearl Jam get in, or?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking rock, I mean, you got to put
these metal bands,
Jackal, in there. Like, you got to,
Meatloaf in his heyday.
Just because he's a big guy, you think you think he'd eat something while they're fighting, don't you? That's exactly what you think. Well,
so who'd be the toughest, though, of all rock stars? Who would be the...
Oh, man. I mean, the lead singer Disturbed is... I mean, these guys are...
He's Disturbed.
Would you put Slipknot up against any of these people?
No.
Hey, you're not going to put, like, Henry Rollins
posse?
Up against...
Exactly,
Plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's get the first tier. Let's drop the sort of second and third tier of the great rock and roll band. Pink Floyd.
No. A bunch of wimpy guys.
They're all artsy fartsy.
Yes.
No, let's put
Roger Waters.
Cash register.
Roger Waters
soul.
Has got to be what? He's what, 6'4", 6'5"?
He's big.
He's big, tall.
He is tall, but.
He's got a big, reach.
I picture him being really uncoordinated.
Me too.
Yeah, he's probably lanky.
Oh, wait a minute. I
see him mincing around.
I can end this entire argument.
All right.
And if you, this is, I can't believe, Ginger Baker.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It all begins and ends with Mr. Baker. You're right.
He would have made up for, Clapton.
That guy's nuts. Yeah.
Jack Bruce is kind of like, he's a tough guy. Was a tough guy, yeah. So.
But Clapton's not. He seems reasonable.
Eric's, I'm sure, very reasonable. But I think, Ginger, if you've ever seen the movie, and it's worth seeing the documentary if you're a rock fan, what is it, something
it's
Mr.
Baker? Aware of Mr. Baker.
And at one point, he attacks the guy trying to help him making the film. He starts beating him with a...
As you said, that's not even a spoiler alert. The movie starts with him.
Right,
you see the documentary.
Wow. Coming.
Well, please, like 80s.
Text us or email us here at the Bob and Tom program. Today's a fascinating topic. Mm-hmm. Rock star battles of
fistfight,
the toughest.
A literal
talk about
battle of the bands.
An actual battle of the bands. I think the Stones were pretty scrappy, even though...
I think they would
And it would be good. I mean, I don't know how you'd put parameters on it, though, to keep, you know, there are probably some really, really tough bands that are horrible.
Or and fighting? Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I mean bad bands, but
oh. You know, oh, I got you, gotcha.
So I don't know like, how you make that.
Like Freddie and the Dreamers, probably. Horrible, Dreamers? Horrible song, but I think he was a Golden Gloves champ.
If you're doing the Freddie, you're getting your ass kicked.
I think Freddie was a Golden Gloves champ. He would have to be to put this song out.
Mm-hmm. But see, can the horn section participate?
No.
You get some badass.
The second most aggressive vocals in the history of rock.
Oh, the most aggressive being the birthday boy himself, Freddie Cannon.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
It's his birthday today. I don't think he's no longer
Boom
with us.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon?
Yeah. Mm. So this now the guys in Kiss, Ace, they're not real tough, are they?
Gene and Paul are pretty tall.
They're tall, but are they tough?
Well, they're tough.
Gene would come in, we need to negotiate this.
Yeah.
How much are you getting paid?
$10,000.
Find out what the prize is.
Didn't David Crosby once pull a gun on somebody?
Well, that's not tough.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
That's not tough.
That's smart, sure. Yeah.
That's a different category.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would have to assume it was Neil Young he pulled the gun on.
And you know it went like this. I'll shoot you, man. You know he said that. Yeah. You know he said that.
David has a great new album out. We just talked to him a couple of weeks ago. This is an interesting thing. There have to be... Are there any famous rock stars that were really good karate people?
Karate dudes?
Well, Elvis Presley, yeah.
Yeah, but...
He really did the moves.
Wasn't? I mean, no. David Lee.
Oh, David Lee Roth. He's got all those kick jumps and...
Yeah.
Now, then this leads to the second category is which comedian would be the toughest?
In terms of fighting?
Well, there's only one answer. Miss Pat. Yeah. She would kick your ass.
Yeah.
She'll claw your eyes out.
Did you see her punch a guy?
Yes. She moved like an NFL linebacker. She's got like a 4.240 on stage.
Oh, this is fascinating. This is a very good category.
What about Guns N' Roses? I'm being asked on Twitter.
Well, we know that Axl can throw a fit.
Yeah.
So he would certainly be. Yeah, we got an email, Glenn Danzig. I would not fight Danzig.
Mother!
He's built, but he's only like 5'5 or something.
Right, but I still think he could swing.
If you were going to do
AC/DC.
If you were going to do a bracket, you'd have to start off with the top seeds going against the 16 seed.
Sure.
So
yeah.
you have like the Carpenters.
The Carpenters.
They're not a rock band.
Where are you seeding them?
No, they'd be a 16
oh, seed.
Okay.
You're holding your hand way up high. Like
no. I'm trying to think. So the Carpenters, who would be a number one seed? Guns N' Roses, maybe.
No, maybe
the Carpenters. You just pull out a mirror, and so they'll take care of themselves.
Wow.
Ooh.
Cold,
ice cold.
Well, I guess
holidays.
Both, by the way, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder both 16th seeds. Also.
I think we're overlooking AC/DC. Those were scrappy little lads too.
Yeah. Well, I think they'd be. They could possibly be a number one seed.
I think Brian. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a Bond guy. I've always have been.
I think they're tough. Yeah. Okay. This is interesting. We'll have to.
I'd watch that show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get them all bloody.
Sadly, they're a little older now. I don't know that anybody would.
I don't think anybody will actually do it, but I just want to see somebody go in and analyze and like really like it would be like one of those VH1 behind the scenes.
Yeah, it'd
be
funny.
Go back through and
they go looking at clips and weight classes.
We've just put up a Beatles versus Led Zeppelin poll, and I remember this is not musicality or
no, God no, we don't care about that.
This is a street fight
in a street fight,
not in a ring.
Yes,
this is. Yes. You owe me money. They get in a fight. What happens?
And this isn't we put your best up against their best, like the Jets and the Sharks. It's
right.
It's a massive rumble.
Yeah.
The entire group.
Fuck.
Oh,
you get that?
That's it. No more whiskey. For
yeah, I think we. No I more think that's for you. That's the last. That is the last day of the advent calendar.
I might have had a little too much.
Wow. You know,
the last time I was sitting in the studio and somebody said that, I giggled like a schoolgirl.
Every time you come in here, that happens. I blame you.
You bring it out.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It wasn't nearly as funny that time.
Well, look at the time. We're gonna come right back.
Yeah, some of us will be back. Sure.
I understand. Are we okay now? All right. Yeah, so far, 76% say Led Zeppelin would kick the Beatles' ass in a fist fight. I agree.
A guy named Blue Granite on Twitter asks a good question.
Wait a minute, what's his name? What's his name?
Blue Granite.
All right.
Blue Granite, man. Are all the bands sober?
God, no.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, I don't want to fight Blue Granite, man.
No. There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.